Hello, welcome back to Camp Half Pod. I'm Erin, daughter of Athena.
And I'm Manasa, daughter of Persephone. This week we're catching up on audio messages and lightning bolt questions with a special guest. Woo-woo! Sam, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm Sammy, a daughter of Hypnos.
That's good.
That's a good one.
I'm also Erin's sister and the editor of this podcast.
Woo! Yeah, y'all have, I feel like y'all have, a few of you have caught when Sam's done random voice inserts throughout the episodes and been like, oh my gosh, the appearance of the editor. So we're going to have her answer. We put out some questions for y'all for her specifically. And then also we have so many lightning bolt questions to catch up on too.
Also question. So not question. I mean, I feel like we've talked about this, but so Erin and I obviously call you Sam because we've known you. I mean, Erin's known you a little bit longer than I have, but we've known you since you were younger, but you prefer to go by Sammy, right?
Yes, that is true. I started going by Sammy when I went into college. So I went by Sam when I was younger than that.
I think you had a Samantha phase too.
I did when I was like six.
Yeah, you were like, I'm going to be Samantha now.
I met you in your Sam phase. I think you were what, like 9 or 10?
So, something like that. Really? I've just known you for your entire life, even though you're older than me. I've been there.
You when you were just the thought in the universe, you were there. Around Absolutely. Me. Well, I mean, we've been in your ear for, and you've been listening to us, unfortunately. I'm so sorry about that. We always make a little notes to you when we record. We're like, Sam, cut that out. Sam, make us sound smarter. Sam.
Can't do that one, unfortunately.
We can beg, though, and we could ask.
Yeah. To give us, like, an accent. I don't think there's like a voice filter for an accent. Like, that would be cool. I don't know what they're, what are they called?
Sound effect?
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, we got your godly parent is Hypnos, yeah. The sleepy god.
Yeah, but I like naps.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a good one, yeah.
I think we have someone on the Discord who said they're a child of Hypnos too, and I was like, nice. Yes. It's a good one. But, Sammy, what's your relationship with Percy Jackson, besides editing this podcast?
Yeah, I done gone read it when I was small and liked it. And then, yeah, I read all of Percy Jackson in the second series, blanking on the date.
Heroes of Olympus.
Heroes of Olympus.
The Jason
one. Mostly when they came out. I mean, obviously Percy Jackson was out before I started reading it, but Heroes of Olympus I read when they came out, and then I did not read Trials of Apollo when it came out, and so I read that kind of in tandem with this podcast, except for the last book. I've already read that. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been borrowing them, like, ahead of me.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Were you as shocked as I was, or had it been spoiled for you?
It had been spoiled for me. I am a monster, and I tend to spoil things for myself. So, like, even though I'm like, I don't know if I'm interested in reading these books, I'm like, what's going on in the fandom?
I mean, you gotta know. Apparently, I'm the only person in the world who doesn't want to do that. But I do look up Wikipedia plot points of, like, rom-coms, because they really stress me out when I watch them. So I like to read the plot halfway.
But they always turn
it
out fine.
I know, but something about it stresses me out.
There's too much embarrassment.
Exactly. I don't do it for horror movies. I don't do it for action movies, but rom-coms specifically, when I know the whole point is that everything ends up happy, I'm still so anxious about it.
Mm-hmm. Jason dying.
Mm-hmm. That's also a rom-com subplot in Piper's life.
Piper's life kind of is a rom-com subplot in, like, a dark way. Like a really dark way. Like, I don't think it would get on Hallmark, you know?
No.
I remember, Sammy, I borrowed one of your... I did a reread of the Percy Jackson series in the near the end of college. And I was like, oh, I want to borrow a Battle of the Labyrinth. So I borrowed it from Erin, who had borrowed it from you. And then I kept it for many years. And I think I gave it back to her only during the pandemic. Yeah, because you asked me, you're like, hey, Mike's never read these before. Can I have it back so I can read it with him?
I honestly did not even remember. I didn't even remember that.
And so I had no copies of the book, except I own the last one because I got it at the book fair or whatever when it came out.
What are you talking about, Manasa? You have 100% legal copies of all of the books.
I do now.
Of every book ever
written.
That's true. And I have never acquired them by other means. I only have physical copies of real books, and they're not in Wingdings or whatever the fuck.
I remember in, like, middle school, you were the kid who was like, I know how to turn YouTube videos into MP3s. And you would always be like, you just put it into this link. Yeah, you were like,
Google. Google MP4s to MP3s.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the easiest thing to do.
You were but like, I know. I could have started a business.
I could have. I should have charged y'all. I made CDs for so many cars because I got free rides from all of y'all, and I made CDs as a thank you.
Gotta control the playlist.
Yeah.
In some way, before there was the aux cord option.
Not only do they have to give you rides, they have to listen to your music too.
It's a win-win for me, actually. Yeah. All right, so we did this specific episode because we got a lot of great audio questions from you guys, and we thought it was kind of unfair. Our episodes have been getting longer. Before, we used to have the problem of it being too short, and now they're quite long, so we didn't want to have to add that on to the end as well when we were trying to just keep it under an hour or at an hour. So we thought we'd just pile it all here. It's not going to be a super long episode, but we thought we might as well give you a chance because we got some great ones and we want to make sure that everyone's heard.
Yeah. So we'll do like a nice mix of the audio messages. We have old like lightning bolt questions that have just been sitting in wait. And then I also put out a question box for questions for Sammy specifically. And like, I swear half of you all were like, what's a funny story about Erin as a child? And I'm like, okay, like it's rude. But, let's start with one of the audio messages then. I will play that on my phone, so it won't be great quality, but Sam, you can edit it in.
I sure will.
Sam, edit it. We're speaking
now
to the overlord. Okay, so this one is from Elena, I believe.
Hi, my name is Elena. I'm a huge fan of you guys' podcast. And I have a question for you about the chapter in the Tyrant's Tomb where Apollo, Meg, and Reyna find the silenced god in the box, and that's with, like, interrupting demigod communications. What god or mythological creature would you choose to put in that box? And never have to worry about again? Like, if you were a demigod, what monster would you never want to fight again? Or what god would you never want to hear from again or get a quest from again? Like, what or who would you lock in that box and forget about for the rest of time? I'm a huge fan of you guys' podcast, and I'd go crazy if this makes it into an episode. So, yeah, there's my question. Stay awesome, guys.
Should we answer on three?
Yes.
One, two, three. Zeus. I thought that was such a funny... I listened to that question and immediately I was like, oh, Zeus.
No, 100%.
Who am I going to put in the little box?
I know. Who can we just, like, it's not only protection to himself, because he really doesn't need any more children, but also for society and women. Mm-hmm. You need to protect women. It's actually a feminist issue.
Yeah, and also, like, how fun, like, imagine that man in just a tiny little box. Like, oh, there are a lot of people in this world that I would love to just put in a box.
I think they need, I wish we can implement timeout rules to adults.
Yeah.
Just... time out, sit in the corner, face the wall, reflect.
Yeah.
I think that's jail. Is that not jail?
Well, no, it's not jail. Jail is not peaceful or reflecting.
No.
It's
no,
abusive.
And it's, and it's a systemic issues, so,
yeah.
You know. But
yeah.
This is, like, my implementation of timeout. So, and Zeus would definitely go in timeout.
Mine would still be abusive for Zeus. I would shake the box.
Ooh, that's good.
Add some bees in there. Shake it and see what happens.
Are you saying you want to put Frank in that box?
I don't want Frank to have to deal with Zeus, though.
No. I know, that's true.
But that, I thought that, thanks Elena for that question. I thought that was so fun.
That is a good one.
I don't know if you have any other people that come to mind or any other monsters that come to mind for putting in the box, but all I can think of is Zeus.
There are some monsters that when reading this series, I was like, God, we have to deal with these guys again. Like, why won't you die? Yeah. Kind of like, I mean, what are they? Like Kelly from Percy Jackson?
Yeah.
Just because she's like, was tired of her. It was like, enough.
And she showed up in Heroes of Olympus, too.
She did. And she was just like talking shit about Percy the whole time. They all just are so mad. Tartarus is just filled with people who are just like, Percy Jackson.
Is Tartarus actually the box?
It is. It's just
alive.
It
sounds more fun, though.
He just keeps putting more and more people in the no-no box.
I feel like Tartarus sounds like a little bit more entertaining than the box. Like, the box sounds more boring.
Yeah.
You know, you could, like, poke some of the little, like, monster pustules in Tartarus.
Sure.
Excuse me?
It's like the, you know, the zit popping, like, Dr. Pimple or whatever? That's what it would be. That I'd start like a little like streaming show down in Tartarus.
Tartarus Pimple Popper.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you gonna say about the box?
Oh, I was wondering, like, if he was cutting off all demigod communication, wouldn't he also be cutting off communication for like the bad guys? The triumvirate? Or like, do they just use phones? And why are they allowed to use
DM
phones?
Each other.
Well, and why is he not involved in phones?
Oh, that's right. They're using Slack.
It's a business proposal.
I don't know. It doesn't really make sense. It's like he is like, maybe that's why the world has been, we've all been so bad at communicating.
He's actually hitting us on an emotional level.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Monica, do you want to pick a question?
Ooh, this is a question for Sam. What is the most absurd thing you've had to cut?
I feel like I keep a lot of the absurd things in.
Yeah.
And the ones that I cut, I try to purge from my mind. I know this morning I cut Aaron going on a rant about Joe and Sophie. Part of it is still in the episode, but then she went, hold on for a minute, Sam cut this out, and then kept talking.
There had been just, like, new information that had just come out when we recorded that.
Yeah. We went a little long on that one.
I have a feeling that most of the things that we keep going when we're like, oh, cut this out, it'll be when we're telling something, and then, like, we want to gossip about it. Like, we're, like, talking about a situation, and then we're like, this is actually about so-and-so from this.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the cutting is definitely, like, you get a little too into personal lives. And usually you flag it yourselves where you just start talking about someone you know and you're like, please don't publicize
that. Or, like, name-dropping.
Yeah, it's like a story. I'll tell a story. Aaron will tell a story, and we'll keep it really vague. And then after the story is over, we'll be like, hey, and by the way, because we know everyone in each other's lives, it's this person.
Nice, I get some gossip.
That's true. You're like, because you know most of the people in our lives too, so you're like, oh yeah.
good to know. Right, Matt.
I guess we could piggyback then. What is the most unhinged thing you've heard on the podcast? I know that you have texted Erin because she sends them to me when I say something kind of a little off color. You're like, what is Melissa talking about?
I'm trying to think of the most unhinged thing. I mean, everyone else has already heard them because I don't cut the unhinged things. Honestly, I feel like some of your theories.
Hey,
some of the theories predicting Trials of Apollo, since I'm like one book ahead, I'm like, no.
Some of them have been kind of right.
Yeah, some of them have been close, and then some of I just really appreciate you get really invested in your own theories.
I do. I kind of add a lot to it.
I take it back. The most unhinged thing is 100% just the horse. That whole section. And I very much enjoyed it. And I, Aaron, if you haven't posted the gif I sent you of the deer taking off its hooves, I think...
Wait, what gif did you send me?
I'll send it to you again.
Okay, you're like, I actually have this, like,
and this gif lives in my head at all times. Whenever I'm like, I'm gonna have a little snack. This is what I think.
Okay, I'm not sure.
It takes off its hooves and it has, like, fingers, right?
Yes, yeah, that's how the horse answers the phone. And every time you talk about the horse, I'm like...
That's him.
He just takes off his little hooves.
And he's like, hi, guys. I love the horse.
Oh, I forgot to shout out the people who asked us those questions. So the most unhinged thing we've heard on the podcast, most unhinged thing you've ever heard on the podcast was from Michaela, and the most absurd thing you've cut was from Sanvi and Anne.
I love when people do the same question. It's so funny to me.
You know you have to ask it.
Yeah.
All right. Aaron, do you want to pick a question?
Okay, yeah. So I'll pick... we have a list from the bank of just like general questions. Let's see. If you had to be one of the Rick Riordan characters' parents, like I think they mean like if we could adopt one of the children, like who would we adopt?
Ooh.
Oh, this is from Llama Princess on email.
From email, yes. From email.
From email, the world of email.
I think I wouldn't want a child that is like super powerful because that sounds really stressful. And also all the monsters would keep crashing my house. Mm. I definitely wouldn't want Lavinia.
I really don't like Lavinia.
Honestly, Annabeth would be kind of fun, but at the same time, she seems really, like, emotionally stunted. I could tell with
that. You're like, I can't be your therapist, girl.
Honestly, Frank. Yeah. I know I just said I don't want a super powerful one, but, like, Frank, is he, like, that powerful?
He's so powerful.
He's so sweet. He's well-behaved. He's, like, a good mama's boy, but not in that creepy way. And he's also got a good job. He's successful.
Yeah. At first, it sounded like you were describing a dog. You were like, he's well-behaved. He's sweet.
He's a good boy.
He's a good
boy. Frank is kind of a dog.
Yeah.
He is.
He can become one.
He can become. Exactly. If I wanted some bees in my yard, I could ask him to do that for me. And he would. Mm. He'd be free. When I had hosted parties or soirees in my house, I could be like, Frank is the bear now.
And everyone would ooh and ah at your son.
And applause.
I know. I don't know. I feel like you'd like come downstairs and be dusting or something and be like, God damn it, he's bees again. Or like, I would be afraid to kill any of the bugs in my house. I'd be like, oh, there's a spider. I gotta kill it. But what if it's my son?
My son Frank.
Frank, is that you? And then he'd walk in and I'm like talking to a ladybug.
Yeah, I mean the first couple times, I think being the teenager, I mean he doesn't become a shapeshifter until like he's off on his own.
This
so he'd just come home and perform tricks for me.
So you want a dog?
I do. I really want a dog. What would you guys choose?
My gut said to adopt Nico because he needs more people adopting him. Not that like all the other characters haven't already adopted Nico.
That's true.
Would I be a good parent to Nico? Probably not. I'd be like, just a constant state of that's rough, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought Nico too, but then I was like, that seems like a really intense case to take on, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe my thought is Will. He seems pretty chill, but like, you know, he needs a, unkind figure in his life. He's taking on a lot. And then I could be like the really nice mother-in-law to Nico, because obviously they're going to get married. Duh.
That's a good
move. Children. And then I could like give, I could feed Nico a lot. Mm-hmm. He seems like he'd be too skinny, you know? Yes, I say that as if I cook. I would just like put out Cheez-Its or something.
Might leave a trail of Cheez-Its to the dinner table.
Yeah, I'll be like, this is for Nico.
And then you get to be like, my son is a doctor. And be like, really proud of him.
Oh, that's true. I get to have a doctor son. That's true.
Yeah. Your son who is like, what, 13?
Yeah.
Doogie Howser.
Isn't he in middle school?
My son, he's a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
What has your son accomplished? Well, my son's bees. So thank you.
Manasa puts Frank's dinner in a dog bowl.
Forces him to be a dog.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, that's funny. All right. Thank you for that one, Llama Princess.
I did get an audio message about Frank. I feel like this fits in well here because you're talking about your son, Manasa. Yes, this one was sent like a month. Oh, only a month ago. I'm not that far behind. But I thought this one was really interesting. So I will play this from Bree.
Hi, I'm a daughter of Apollo, probably, and I recently binged the podcast. While I was listening to Sun and Neptune, I first had a thought, but I wanted to wait and see if anyone else brought it up first. So I've been learning Chinese for a few years, and Frank's last name is a pretty common Chinese family name, but it's not said Jing. I don't know if it might be different or something because he's not raised in China and people tend to pronounce Chinese things kind of wrong, but in Chinese it's pronounced Zhang. Also, I don't know if it was like intentional on Rick's part, but Zhang, the character for his last name, family name, is made up of two radicals. And the first one, Gong, is the character for Bo, which fits as a character. And the second rattle is either usually pronounced Chang or Zhang. And the most frequent meaning is long, but another less common one is leader. So it made me kind of curious as to whether he's kind of randomly picked name and got really lucky, or if he did research into Chinese family names. If he did research, though, it probably would have been a lot of research, because the normal meaning of Zhang is just, it's the measure word for, like, paper and stuff. And that's all, I guess.
Oh, that's so interesting. I mean, right? I would love there to have been research, because as Brie was talking, I looked it up, and when you just Google, if I was Rick and I was like looking up last names, right? And you look up like Zhang meaning in Chinese, it says drawing a bow or archer. Is like the first thing that comes up in Wikipedia. And so if Rick managed to do that, that would be like a couple easy steps. Or he has, you know, he has a friend who speaks Chinese, who has some Mandarin or Cantonese background and is able to say something, like explain something or give him an option, or he just like chose a name from one of his kids' classmates, one of those things.
Yeah.
He's still able to say like, oh, it's like drawing a bow and archer, but that would have been more impressive if then Frank was Apollo's son.
Mm-hmm. But remember that Frank thought he was going to be Apollo's son and he was really into archery was his whole like
Rick did it specifically to fuck with Frank.
Yeah. Rick was like trying to make us think. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was interesting. And I'm like, I did not know that. And it's very cool that it means like bow and arrow and archer.
That is really cool. Thanks for letting us. I loved the intensity of the knowledge behind all of that too. Thanks, Brie. Yes.
So great.
All right, let's ask Sam, which of the seven would you date?
Wow.
Pretending these are not children. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The person did say if they were like aged up. So I love that we're all on that same page.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. This is from Dustin. I'm so sorry. I was like not telling anyone's name. This is from Dustin.
Okay. Gotta go through the seven in my head. My instinct is just Percy. But guys, I'm trying to see if there are better options. We've been talking a lot about Frank, and Frank does seem like a good boy.
He's a good boy. And if you're like into animals, that's a thing you can experiment with. I don't know, man.
Who, Yeah, I feel like Piper and Hazel aren't developed enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
they are in the later books. And so, I think of them as in the seven, I'm like, they're not, especially Piper, she's just like Jason's girl.
Yeah.
Which yeah. is sad. I think she'd be, a later book version of Piper would be cool to date. Yeah. I couldn't yeah. date Annabeth because she would kill me.
Yes.
And I would kill Leo, so that goes through.
It's a lot of murder going on here.
I know. Very violent.
We're eliminating the options that end in death, but I think Percy would be fun. But
yes.
that'd be in a universe that Annabeth doesn't exist, because I don't want to break yeah. them up.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like though everyone is kind of on board with that. They either date Annabeth or Percy, as long as the other one didn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Would you yeah. join a thruple with Annabeth and Percy?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I'd get too. I'd be too jealous. I think because I don't think true. They would ever love me as much as they loved each other. You know.
That is true. Actually, I'd just be a bystander.
They loved me equally. Then I'd be open to it.
No, that's true. Like, why are you wasting your time on people who, like, don't really care? Like, what are you to them? Just someone who stands in the corner? Like, it's kind of creepy. You could just be their friend at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have yeah. to join them. So that's totally yeah. right. They have to also love me equally. Like, I have to provide something in the relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Some of these are so funny. I'll do another one just for Sammy. Do you have any like favorite bloopers? Both Abby and Magical Myths podcast sent like different versions of this question. Are there any memorable bloopers?
I think the most memorable ones were earlier when you would actually try to pronounce things correctly.
Oh.
And you would go through like a lot of different variations of the words, where now I'm like, either you're looking it up or you're just bullshitting. I don't know. I think you're just bullshitting, but
100%.
But I'm not gonna fact check it, so. But I like hear you pronounce things and I'm like, come on, stumble a little bit. It was fun.
No, it's the confidence now. I'm like, if I pretend that it's correct, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, and you don't correct each other.
No. Yeah, I think that's what's best to do at this point.
I think the listeners have enabled that. I feel like they were like, we don't really care how you say Gaia. And that was when the power went to our head. Because we were
crazy.
Trying really hard to say Gaia because we thought that was correct. And then they were like, we don't actually care. And I was like, oh, great. I'm going back to Gaia. And now I'm going to pronounce everything as I want to, actually.
You just making up how they're said in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I am the queen of doing that. Like, there's like a TikTok where it's like, oh, reading fantasy books, and you get to a remote place, and they're like, and then he went to blah, 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 and it was beautiful. You just like just skip over it in your brain.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I skip over it, but I feel like Aaron makes up a name for it.
Yeah, it depends. If I'm like talking about the thing, I have to have a name, and I have to say it confidently.
I just say things like, oh, you know that place where they're at? I will flip over backwards to avoid saying the word.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, let's see. Ooh, okay, so this is from Coffee from Discord. If you had to swap demigod companions between books, which demigod would you put in which book for the best outcome?
There's so many books to choose from.
You know.
Are we talking like just Trials of Apollo? Or are we talking like every book?
Okay, let's say the companions. Let's make it a little bit easier. So Percy Jackson books, let's say the companion is, like, we'll say the core, this is me, but I'll say the companion is Grover, because sometimes he's in it, sometimes he's not within the series.
Mm-hmm.
And then the companion in Heroes of Olympus would be Coach Hedge.
So we're just swapping the satyrs out.
Yeah.
Goats.
And then Trials of Apollo, it's a different one each book. So it's like Leo, and then Jason, and then Grover. Like, each book has like a little bit of a swap.
Yeah.
So I think I answered this in Discord. I think in the original Percy Jackson books, if we had switched Grover for Coach Hedge and we'd given Coach Hedge a gun, everything would have solved really fast.
That's probably true. He would have just shot Luke.
So fast. Luke would have been like giving a speech.
So much of the Percy Jackson books was Percy keeps getting on the news for being a criminal, though. You wanna add Hedge with a gun into this mess?
Yes.
Yes.
Percy gets to jail.
But it's okay because Luke's dead.
True.
True.
All I can think of is you've already talked about Leo being in the burning maze, just because.
Oh yeah,
it'd be so easy to have the fire guy there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really true. They really messed up with that one.
Yeah, I think I would have put, thinking of the burning maze, I would have put Leo and Hazel there because it's an underground fire thing. Like, yeah. They would have been perfect. Not yeah, that, it, like, it worked out, I guess, but, like, at what cost? You know, the floppy ear guy died that I don't remember the name of anymore. The one who Jason wanted to be a musician. Died. Yeah, that was before they went into the maze, though.
The pandai. So. What's his name?
Crest.
Crest.
Like the toothpaste.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But the one I was thinking for fun, my immediate thought of this would not go better. It would just be for fun. Is in all of the Percy Jackson books, actually, not all of them, but the later ones, like constantly replacing Grover with Rachel, I think would have just been really funny. Like for me as a reader, I love the like awkward, snipey Annabeth moments. I think it would have been very funny to read. And the dumb Percy moments being like, I don't know why these women hate each other. Like women, am I right?
And then it'd be funny once like Annabeth and Percy are together because Rachel and her are such like a good friendship. They just shit on Percy together, mm-hmm. and he would just be like, I don't understand why women hate me. Yeah. Like balance.
It would have been so fun. I would have watched or read so much of that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So, question. Sam, do you have any dumb stories about me? Quite a few people have asked for that. If someone said a dumb thing I did, a story of young me, or an embarrassing story, I feel like I do the most embarrassing things on this podcast.
Yeah. A story of young you is just that I think the world needs to know is that Aaron was evil as a child.
I believe that.
Fully evil. I don't think she developed empathy until she was like 12.
I was not that
evil. When she met me.
That's true.
Yes, perfect. Erin liked, she wasn't super physically violent. She liked psychological war games.
Yes, that's fair. I know that about her.
One of the ones I like to tell is she would, when I was like too little to really understand this, and then later she would just gaslight me when I'd be like, Erin, that doesn't make sense. She would go into a closet and then come out and pretend to be her evil twin sister.
Her name was Alexa.
Her name was Alexa because that was the name of my imaginary friend.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then she would just be mean to me on blast and then go, and then I'd start crying and she'd go back into the closet and come out and be like, Sam, why are you crying? And I'd be like, you're being mean to me. And she's like, no, that wasn't me. That's Alexa. She's a mean person.
Oh my God, Aaron.
I was an actor.
Jesus Christ.
I will say I was very, like, I was a very nice child, except to Sam. Like, I was very nice to my friends and at school, and I was, like, a little, like, quiet, kind little child, and then I'd go home and take out all my rage.
Sam, it's incredible that you, like, willingly hang out and spend time. Erin, you have to let her stay at your house whenever she wants. To make up for it.
Well, she also used to, anytime she went through this phase where she would dramatically fall.
Yeah.
And anytime I like touched her, she'd fall and yell that I pushed her. And my parents never believed me that I didn't push her until I was evil. One time she did it in front of them and my mom just had this look on her face like, oh my God, Aaron wasn't lying.
It wasn't that I did it in front of them. It's that I got it into my brain that like, if I fall over, I get what I want. So my mom moved me out of the way. And I did it to her.
And so she was like,
what the fuck are you doing?
And I was like, see?
To be fair, you did at one point before that push me in front of them. And they were like, Aaron, why'd you push her? And you go, no, I didn't. And they said, Aaron, we saw you do it. No, you didn't.
Queen of gaslighting.
Like, back and forth for a while where they were like, Aaron, we were right there. No, you weren't.
Well, you know what? I was really creative. It was an imagination. That was really fun and thrilling.
Oh my god.
Anyways.
As a younger sibling, I do understand all of this, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's normal, you know? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it's healthy.
It honestly makes us more funny.
Healthy and makes us more funny are two different things, but I'll give you one of them.
They're not, are they?
Yeah.
It builds character. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Should we do an audio message?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this message was from RJ, just in response to our little rant about the Jason Death song, and I thought it was funny, so I'm going to play this.
Hi, I was just listening to your podcast, and you asked what we thought about the scene where Apollo sings about his journey and Jason's death. I think it would have been sweet if he let everyone go to dinner first. Then everyone could eat, or read a book under the table, or do something different instead of, you know, having to sit there for probably like an hour or two, listening to him and not going to the bathroom in Meg's case.
No, but that's exactly what we talked about in our last recording when we were summarizing the book and like wrapping it up. And so obviously that they haven't heard that episode yet, but Jason's death song and all its variations that he does are like 6 hours long.
It should come with a meal.
A glass of wine.
Yeah.
An intermission for a bathroom break.
Smart. Yeah. Yeah. They should. Are they paying for this? They wouldn't. That's why it's free.
Yeah. So technically they could leave. They could walk away while he's singing, but then they'd have to have their friend then summarize it later because they're missing, like, they asked him a question, like, what happened? And he just bursts into song and you have to be like, oh shit, I'm just there for the whole thing now.
Not again.
Not again.
Unpopular opinion, I actually did not mind the singing until I started hearing your guys' reactions to it, and then by the time I got to the last book, I was like, oh my god, he's singing again, but like, it didn't bother me until I had your voices in the back of my head, because I think I also didn't really comprehend that he was singing for like 6 hours. I was just like, oh, he's being emotional and vulnerable, that's nice, and then moved on.
I think that's how it's supposed to be, but since Aaron and I are authors and we've done this, we've like pulled shit like this in our writing and it's bad.
We
and
did
we
a,
know
a
it.
Song in our book. In the we book did, we wrote, there was a song bad. With a secret message in it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was bad. And now every so when I see that like in popular works of fiction, or a character is like burst into song, it just like, it kills me. Because I know you could have done something else.
Yeah, there
so
were
So we
options.
Just might be just like sensitive to it, exactly.
It's triggering your memories of your own writing.
Yeah.
Haunting us.
Haunting us forever.
I have, this is a question from Olive, from Instagram. Where would you place a head, a face other than your head?
About the Blemiers.
Yeah. I like that one.
So are we eliminating chest? We're not becoming Blemiers.
No, but I think like chest.
It makes sense.
That's why if you're a woman, right? Where are your boobs?
They're in your eyes. They're the eyes. No windows to the soul.
You have to put a sports bra on when you run and it's holding your eyeballs.
It's got little eye holes in the sports bra.
God.
Well, question, do I also still have a head or am I like a Blemier where like
I don't know.
I'm headless, but my face is somewhere else.
Depends.
I think you're
if you're
headless,
putting your face
right?
If you put your face on the back of your head. let's say, for some reason. You can have a head, but that's the only exception, I would say.
You're allowed to have a head.
You're allowed to.
Maybe like the back of your hand. Because then you could look everywhere. Hold it out, look in all directions, but it wouldn't be the palm of your hand.
You look so stupid. You're swinging wild. Imagine you get motion sickness.
Imagine trying to like type or something.
Imagine trying to kiss your partner. Kissing your partner is just smacking hands together.
Okay, I like it. But I like the idea of being able to look around a corner by just sticking your hand.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be the palm of your hand because you grab stuff with that. That would hurt.
Sam, you just want a long neck.
Giraffe neck.
Extendable eyes.
I actually like want to be an Andalite.
Oh, yeah, that was a deep cut Animorphs reference. It was an Animorphs reference, you know.
It wasn't deep cut.
Modest wouldn't get it.
No, I said, yeah. Like, I pretended I knew what I was talking about. I just wanted to be included.
I know exactly what you mean. Can I split up my face, you know?
Oh, you really want to be an Andalite.
I'm like, I don't know if I want my mouth on my hand, but I kind of like the eye on the hand thing where you can, like, get into little... You can, like, search for things. I know it would make me dizzy.
Have you seen Pan's Labyrinth?
Oh, I have, like, a long time ago.
The creature, one of the really scary creatures, has eyes on its hands.
I remember that.
So it just has to, like, reach out, yeah.
That but might then be if what you high-fived him, he'd be blinded.
That's true. I think
maybe, like, one eye on
hand.
A hand, the other eye on my shoulder or something. Where do I put my nose, you know? Like, on the top of my little stump where my neck would be. Up.
Erin's the dick who always has to wear off-shoulder blouses because of her eye.
Yeah. I feel like a mouth right by the stomach would be kind of cool, though, because then, like, it doesn't have to go through as much to get to your stomach.
Mm. Yeah, but then, and then you're just, like, feeding your belly, I guess. Yeah, it's not horrible.
I guess.
And this is like all
you could eat pretty
situations.
Discreetly, like in a chair. You could eat really discreet. You could eat during meetings. How would you do your Zoom meetings with your hands?
Your eye on her shoulder.
Yeah, I'm like, hang on, I gotta take off my shirt so you guys can see my eye.
I would just turn the video off, just always off.
Wait, Monica, what's your thought?
I have none. I think we were designed pretty well. I guess chest would make the most sense, or if I wanted to be annoying, the only thing I'd do is increase, like, keep my regular face, but then add eyes, like, to the back of my head, or add eyes, like, in my hands. I think I need
so
to,
So you
like,
want to be an Andalite, too?
Maybe, if I knew what that meant.
An Andalite is a blue alien in Animorphs. That's where they get their morphing powers from.
Isn't
it can
that,
change
I've
into
seen,
things. It has, like, stalks
like
on its head with extra eyes.
And its mouth is in its feet.
Yeah, it does eat out of its feet.
So I've because you gave me the graphic novel of the first one.
Yeah,
I've seen that one. It dies, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
the
crashes
first
the
one
ship
dies.
And dies.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Is it
There's
kind
another.
Of like a centaur with antennas?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And a blade tail.
Oh,
yeah,
I
the one
that
dies, his brother becomes a character later on.
Oh,
I know. Spoilers.
No, I'll never read them.
No, it's okay. She's only spoiling like the sixth book or something.
It's the fourth.
Out of like 46.
Yeah, you've got 53 or so to get
through. Oh my god. All right.
So maybe like one more question.
Yeah.
Any votes on questions on here?
Yeah. So I'm looking at this list of questions that Erin has sent me, and my personal favorite on here is from Forest Gremlin on Discord, asking, would you sacrifice Jason for a pair of shoes? And if not, what would it take for you to sacrifice him?
Amazing.
That is a good, I mean, no for the shoes, because I am a person who likes to actually actively not wear shoes. I don't like shoes. Mm-hmm. But I will say it wouldn't take a lot for me to sacrifice him.
Weren't you just like devastated about him like a few weeks ago?
Heroes of Olympus, Jason, I would give up quite easily. Mm-hmm. Trials of Apollo, like the little snippet we get of him, would be a little bit harder. But yeah. I definitely would sacrifice him over any of the other characters, I would say.
Yeah. I think if it was like a situation where it was like, oh, we're going to kill Grover unless you kill Jason, I would kill Jason. I wouldn't. I don't know if I would for like Coach Hedge.
No.
I think I would let Coach Hedge die. I don't care.
He's a child.
He's okay. Gone all the time. He's like busy at the gun store. He's an absent father.
That is true.
I'm like, what characters would I not sacrifice Jason for? Coach Hedge, he would die before Jason.
Just Coach Hedge. Apollo.
Yeah.
Any of the gods, honestly.
Like any of the gods and the monsters, yeah.
Mm.
Of the seven, though, I think like I would kill him to save the other members.
Yeah. Maybe not Leo specifically, Trials of Apollo.
Yeah.
Leo in Heroes of Olympus, though, I would save over Jason, but not Trials of Apollo, Leo. He would speak Spanglish and I'd just be like, okay, it's time to die.
Yeah. He'd call you Mamacita.
I know, God.
I gotta go to the beginning of this question. How nice of a pair of shoes?
Oh, that's true.
Are we thinking?
Yeah. How expensive?
Oh yeah. Can Where I resell would you go? The shoes?
Or are they whatever just you like, want with these shoes?
Do they make me look really hot?
They can be magic shoes.
Ooh, that's can true. I fly? Oh. Would they fly me straight into Tartarus? What would I sacrifice Jason for?
This just makes me think of the Narnia books, how the kid sacrificed his family for Turkish delight.
Turkish delight, yeah.
That's it. That's what I'd sacrifice Jason for.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do like shoes. It is a tough question.
It's very funny. Okay. Got good progress on our question bank. This
I
is
think
great.
So.
Yeah. This is good. Now have to we do have like less to
10
choose
more
from.
Bonus episodes to get through all the questions you have, though.
Oh, God.
I know. You have a lot. Which is, I mean, it's amazing. I love that everyone wants to interact. And awesome. I just hope that people understand that we are doing our best.
Yes. And I love having a big bank of questions to pull from for the episodes. Especially if I can't think of any good questions and there's better ones in here.
I think also it is a little bit of a disadvantage that I can't look at any of the questions until. So you have to kind of deal with all of it, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, it's fun. It's okay.
Yeah.
I just write them in a Word document. It's not rocket science.
Nah.
All right. Well, we also got quite a few audio messages of people saying like really nice things. And some of y'all were like, I hope this gets on the episode. So we are planning to drop those like after we do our outro and have a good, I don't know what the word, like a parade of kind messages to ourselves.
An audio montage.
A montage of really nice messages. And we probably can't put them all in there because we have a lot that some of them are like from 5 months ago and I'm sorry we didn't reply to them, but just know if you've sent us a message, they're so nice and we're just going to put them after so we don't have to awkwardly be like thank you to everything because I low-key some of them make me low-key get emotional, so I don't want to do that right now.
React on
but
air.
I promise we listen. I send some like the really nice ones I'll like download and send to Monisa, and so we appreciate all of those really sweet little messages.
So some other news that we want to discuss before we start our outro. Chalice of the Gods is coming out September 26th. If you guys haven't ordered that, I have not because I want to. Aaron and I are seeing Rick
on
September 26th.
We get a copy of the book.
And we get a copy of the book. So we're excited to see him probably not interact, just sit in the back. But you know how it is. But it'll be really fun. Aaron's probably going to do some social with that and just document it because she's awesome at it. So look out for that. I think this episode It's going to come out after. So
I think it'll come actually, out like a week or two after, but we'll, if you all like don't follow us on social media or didn't see it, you can, I'll like make a highlight on Instagram or something so you can see us sitting in the back politely.
Yes, a highlight on Instagram for all of the people that don't follow you on social media.
No, I mean, like, if they weren't on social media the day we were there.
That day.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and also I have a note here. There's still the strike going on, which I've been trying to read more about the guidelines on that because I'm not an actor, so I don't know much about it. But from what I've seen, since the Disney Plus show is struck work, any podcasts promoting or like rewatch podcasts or recap podcasts, if you are promoting them, it's considered crossing the picket line. And so even though we're not actors, we don't want to cross the picket line. So fingers crossed that they will meet the demands of the union by the time the show comes out. Also, so the actors can all like be involved and celebrate their awesome work. But we want to promote, living wages and unions.
Yeah. So, especially time for the holidays, like let the writers go feed their families. That'd be nice.
Yeah, right. So if you don't see us posting a lot about the show, like we're aware of everything going on. We're just not promoting it yet. We're not discussing it yet. And so if you have any questions on that, you can like DM us or email us. And we're, just trying to follow along with the guidelines that they're posting. So we are learning with y'all.
All right, Sam, do you want to talk? Do you want to plug anything?
I have nothing to plug. Actually, on the guidelines of the strike, I will do some research and get you guys some links for ways you can actually support the strike. Because I know there are great ways to do that now. And as someone who works kind of adjacent to that industry, it's very important to me. It just should be being a human that people get living wages and are compensated for the work they do.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Yeah. But we have plenty of stuff to talk about besides the show. The books are not considered struck work, right? Like, because it's not a strike about book writing. So, we'll keep y'all posted on what's next and what our timeline is.
Yeah. Well, what's next is next week we're going to start Power of Nero. We're going to have chapters 1-6 to start on. It's the final book of the series. Getting ready to... I will be completely in the know when it comes to... besides Magnus Chase and also besides Sun and Stars and probably Chalice of the Gods. So, I'm a little behind, but I'll be more in the know.
I'm excited to be done with this series. Not like I hate it, but it'll be kind of cool to have like the next few books are not standalones. So they're still in the world, but it's not a series. I know Magnus Chase is a series and that we'll have to figure out if we're going to do that and what that works. But the Percy Jackson universe books that remain are all standalones. So they'll be kind of nice for us.
More breaks.
Yeah, exactly. And you can follow us on Instagram at Camp Half Pod, email us camphalfpod@gmail.com, any of your questions, anything you have for us.
If you want to join our Discord, just like send us an email or a DM and we'll get that to you. You can also, in this episode, there will be a link to send us an audio message.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate and review wherever you listen.
Thanks, Sammy.
Bye.
Hi, Camp Half Pod. My name is Sabrina.
Hi, I'm Callie, child of Apollo.
Hi, I'm Zonda.
Hello, my name is Chloe. I've been listening to Camp Half Pod for about 2 to 3 months now.
I have been listening for quite a while.
I'm on episode 96. I actually just paused an episode to make this voice recording.
I just want to say that this has always been the highlight of my week. It's always amazing just listening to you guys talk about Percy Jackson, one of my favorite things ever.
At the moment, I've been doing lots of gardening for my family, and you've really helped me doing that, because I can just, like, go on autopilot and listen to you, so thank you very much.
I just want to say that Camp Half Pod is amazing. It has inspired me to actually start working on a script for my own podcast.
We recently just got into Greek mythology in my class, so, this is really important, and I love showing off to my friends, and they don't even know that it's from Percy Jackson.
I just want you guys to know that your podcast is amazing. I love it so much. I love listening to you guys ramble and talk about ostriches and other things.
I also really enjoy your lightning round questions.
It really just makes me laugh every time. And I'm grateful and glad that you do that for me. And I hope you make other people laugh too.
Your podcast has made me really happy. It's made me laugh. It's made me cry. It's made me join a mob. It's really helped me, and I really enjoy it.
I just want to say that your podcast always brings a smile to my face when something sad's going on in my life, and it's just always made me feel super loved in life. Listening to you guys just talk about something I enjoy, and always makes me feel happy when people talk about what I enjoy, and I can sit here and listen to this talk about it without feeling ridiculed about enjoying something that's made for children.
I hope you guys continue to make content because I really enjoy it, and I know other people do because, I don't know, I just know you guys are that good.
Thank you guys for all that you do, Aaron and Monisa. I love you. I'm making a heart right now, but you can't see it.
I hope you all have a good day.
Thanks, and bye.
Bye.
Love you guys.